This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. England has lifted most remaining restrictions after more than a year of coronavirus lockdowns, mask mandates, and other pandemic-related curbs on freedom. Britons are calling it Freedom Day, but the big step out of lockdown is being met with nervousness by many. And there is concern from scientists who say the UK is entering uncharted waters by opening up when infections are not following but soaring. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Boris Johnson is spending Freedom Day in quarantine. Prime Minister Johnson and Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak are both self-isolating for 10 days after contact with Health Secretary Sajid Javid. Javid tested positive for COVID-19. German officials are defending their preparations for flooding in the face of the raging torrents last week that caught many people by surprise and left over 180 people dead in Western Europe. But they concede that they will need to learn lessons from the disaster. Efforts to find any more victims and clean up the mess left behind by the floods across a swath of Western Germany, Eastern Belgium, and the Netherlands continued on Monday as floodwaters receded. The downpours that led to usually small rivers swelling at vast speed in the middle of last week, had been forecast, but warnings of potentially catastrophic damage didn't appear to have found their way to many on the ground. The frontrunner to succeed Chancellor Angela Merkel in Germany's September election has apologized for a scene in which he was seen laughing in the background as the country's president delivered a statement on the devastating floods in Western Germany. Armin Laschet is the candidate of Merkel's center-right union bloc to be Germany's next leader. This